Hare Krishna， 外昆达之音服务员已聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者们，今天呢是2020年12月17日，今天呢是星期四，我们又非常荣幸的邀请到我们敬爱的 Chandrasekhar 法布继续为我们讲述有关主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 斩杀恶魔的逍遥时光，欢迎大家聆听。
Hare Krishna, good morning.And we shall begin by reciting our prayers, and then we shall start the sharing.
我们会通过念诵一些祷文来开始我们的讲课，然后之后我们再进行分享。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tamal Krishna Goswami Iti Namine.Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Om Agyana TimirandasyaGyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam TamsajivamSadvaitam Savadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha AditanamPavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva NarottamamDevim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Hare Krishna. So last week we finished the Leela of Krishna's chastising Kaliya.
我们上一支课呢就是结束了 Krishna 惩罚卡利亚蛇的逍遥时光。
So we will beginA new Leela today.
So, we are going to talk about a new Leela.
So, just to remind you, we all remember, I have said it many times, that Krishna has three age groups. So from in the Srimad Bhagavatam, from Canto 1 to Chapter 14, and then 16 and 17, these are all the Leelas that take place during Krishna's first age group.
就是在圣典伯加瓦坛的第十篇的一到十四章，还有十六、十七章，他讲的就是 Krishna 他的第一个年龄阶段发生的这些逍遥故事。
And this is his 1 to approximately 4 age group.
这大概就是他就是一到四岁的这个阶段。
So this incident with Kaliya.Took place during that age group.
所以呢，有关卡利亚蛇的这个小小时光呢，就是发生在这个年龄段。
And then chapter 15 describes Krishna's second age group.
第十五章呢，就是描述了 Krishna 他的第二年龄段的这个逍遥故事。
Only chapter 15 describes Krishna's second age group.
就只有这个十五章一章，就是描述了 Krishna 他第二年龄段的这个逍遥故事。
So from chapter 18 until Krishna leaves Vrindavan describes Krishna's third age group.
就从第十八章一直到 Krishna 离开 Vrindavan 呢，这一段呢就是描述了 Krishna 他的第三个年龄段的这个逍遥时光。
So although chapter the killing of Dainuka, the ass demon,Sukadev Goswami tells it before the Kaliya incident, but actually it happened after the Kaliya, the incident with Kaliya.
就是这个就是杀死这个驴魔的 Dainuka 呢，就是虽然就是他是在这个就是前面的这个章节部分，但是呢事实上他是发生在就是 Krishna 惩罚卡利亚蛇这个逍遥时光之后。
But because Sukadev Goswami was talking a lot about cowherding, Krishna's cowherding, cowherd boys, so he told it before, just to keep the conversation in the same topic.
但是呢，因为就是他呢，就是在前面的章节中呢，一直在讲 Krishna 就是跟他的牧牛童。他们在放牧，所以呢，就是为了能够保持这个主题的一个连贯性呢，所以他把这个章节就是放在了前面。
But in the actual order of the Leela, the killing of Dainuka happened after the incident of Kaliya.
但是呢，就是真正这个逍遥时光发生的顺序呢，就是 Krishna 他杀死这个驴魔 Dainuka 呢，是发生在。就是 Krishna 惩罚卡利亚蛇之后。
So from chapter 1 until chapter 14 and 16 and 17, that is describing the Leelas in Krishna's first age group.
所以呢，就是从就是第一章到第十四章以及十六章、十七章呢，他们描述的是 Krishna 在第一年龄阶段他的这些上演的逍遥时光。
Chapter 15 of the Bhagavad 10th Canto describes the pastimes in Krishna's second age group.
就在圣涅巴加瓦坛的，就是这个第十篇十五章呢，这章呢，他描述的是 Krishna 他在第二年龄阶段他上演的逍遥时光。
So in the first age group, there's no interaction with the gopis because Krishna is an infant.
因为就是在他的第一年龄阶段呢，还没有就是提到他跟这些牧牛姑娘的之间的这些交往，因为这个时候呢 ，Krishna 还太天真无邪。
They also are infants, so that feeling has not yet manifest.
就是呢，他们也都还是婴孩，所以他们那种就是孩子的他们那种情感还没有就是完全发展出来。
In chapter 15, in Krishna's second age group, towards the end of the chapter, then this Leela, the Krishna and his interactions with the gopis begins to manifest because now the age is suitable.For this kind of interaction.
而就是在第十五章呢，就是在就是后面呢这个部分呢，他就是提到了有关 Krishna 跟牧牛姑娘之间的这种交流，因为在这个年龄阶段呢，就是他跟牧牛姑娘的交流呢，就是还是比较适合他这个年龄段的。
And then from chapter 18.We begin Krishna's third age group, and then the Leelas, the interactions with Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani and the other gopis, they become more prominent.
而在从十八章之后的这些章节呢，就是有关 Krishna 呀跟 Radharani 还有这些牧牛姑娘们之间的这个交流这种描述呢，其实更加突出一些。
Of course, in our lessons, we're not going to be speaking about those pastimes. We're speaking about Krishna's killing of the different demons.
当然了，就是说我们这些课程呢，就是目前的话是不会谈到有关 Krishna 他跟这个牧牛姑娘的之间的这些逍遥时光，我们呢就是在谈论是 Krishna 杀死恶魔的这些逍遥时光。
But if you read the Krishna book yourselves or you look at the chapter titles, you will see from chapter 18 onwards there's a number of chapter titles about Krishna and the gopis.
但是如果你们自己来阅读这个 Krishna book 一书的话呢，你们就发现就是从十八章开始往后的这个连续很多章呢都在描述 Krishna 跟牧牛姑娘之间的这种逍遥时光。
So from chapter 18 until Krishna and Balaram leave Vrindavan, this is the thirdage group of Krishna's leelas.
所以呢，就是从第十八章一直到 Krishna 和 Balarama 离开文达问这些章节呢，其实就是在 Krishna 的第三年龄阶段描述了 Krishna 的这种 leela.
So, and this is the time when Krishna's leelas with Srimati Radharani and the gopis become more prominent.
在这个年龄段呢，就是 Krishna 和 Radharani 以及牧牛姑娘的这个逍遥时光呢，变得更加的突出重要。
Right, I think you remember in the first age group, Krishna's leela with his parents and his elders is more prominent.
我觉得你们可能还记得，就是呢，在 Krishna 的第一年龄段呢，他跟他父母之间以及他的这些年长这长辈的这种交流互动是更为突出的。
And then during the second age group, his leela with the cows and the cowherd boys becomes more prominent.
而在他的第二年龄段呢，他与这些牧牛童之间的这个交流呢是更加的这个显著一些。
And then in the third age group, certainly there is still interactions with his parents and elders, and of course.He's going to the forest every day with the cows and the boys. So those leelas are certainly happening, but his leelas with the gopis become more prominent during his third age group.
当然了，就是说在 Krishna 第三年龄段呢，他与他父母之间，与他长辈之间的包括就是说他就是每天都要去这个森林呀，去放牧。这些母牛，所以呢，他跟这些牧牛头、母牛之间的这些交流呢，也是一直在进行着。但是呢，同时就是他跟牧牛姑娘的这个交往，这个逍遥时光呢，是更加的显著突出一些。
And then when Krishna apparently leaves Vrindavan and goes to Mathura, then that's the fourth age group, and he remains that age.For the rest of his manifested leela.
当然了，就是说Krishna 之后呢，当他就是表面上看起来是离开 Vrindavan 去到 Mathura， 就是以后的这些逍遥时光呢，都是发生在 Krishna 的第四个年龄段，而且呢，他在他的余生当中呢，一直保持着这个年龄的。
That is his youthful, Navayovana, ever youthful. That is the fourth age group.
所以呢，这就是 Krishna 他的青年阶段，就是他是永恒，就是年轻的。
And that remains for the rest of his manifested leelas.
而且呢，就是在他接下来的所展示的这逍遥时光当中呢，他一直都保持这样的就是年轻的一个状态。
We have typed this before, so if you keep records of all of the messages, then that information is already there.
其实如果你们有这个录音的话呢，其实因为我们之前谈论过这一点，你们就可以能够找到这样的信息。
So, the incident, and also remember, the incident with Kaliya took place on Lord Balaram's appearance day.
就是卡利亚的这个逍遥时光呢，是发生在主巴拉拉玛的显现日。
Because, again, you might remember, when the incident began, Lord Balaram was not with Krishna. He was at home.Doing some celebration for his birthday.
因为呢，当这个逍遥时光开始的时候呢，主巴拉拉玛并没有与主 Krishna 在一起，他呢就留在了家里，为他的生日呢就是举行这些庆典。
So it was a long day.
所以呢，这真的是很长的一天。
It was a long day, and everyone was really tired, also.Because it was such a long day.
因为这一天呢，看起来过得十分的漫长，所以呢，每个人都变得很疲惫了。
So by the time you know everything was over, it was already, you could say, late afternoon.
所以呢，就是当这一切都就是说结束的时候呢，这个时候已经是就是下午很晚的时候了。
Kaliya had been chastised. He was sent away. Krishna returned to the bank of the to the residence, and you know everybody was checking that he was okay. So by the time all of this was over, it was already late afternoon.
所以呢，就说卡利亚人呢受到了这个惩罚，然后呢，他被 Krishna 就是驱逐出这个亚穆纳河了。然后呢，Krishna 呢，他回到这个 Vrindavan 居民的这个身边，Vrindavan 的居民呢，他们就不断的就是检查看 Krishna 是否一切还都就是完好。那么这个时候当一切都结束的时候呢，基本上就是下午的很晚的时候了，差不多是傍晚时分了。
And as you remember.You know, when Krishna was in the Jamuna River and fighting with Kaliya, the residents on the bank of the Jamuna were full of anxiety. So for that reason also, they were really tired because there was just so much anxiety for Krishna's safety that they became exhausted, you could say, emotionally and mentally exhausted because of their anxiety for Krishna.
所以呢，就是当 Krishna 他在亚穆纳河中与卡利亚时进行激战打斗的时候呢，当时呢在亚穆纳河岸边的 Vrindavan 的居民，他们因为观看着 Krishna 的就是跟卡利亚时的这种搏斗，所以呢他们就是其实由于他们对 Krishna 过于这种焦虑担心，非常担心 Krishna 的安危。所以呢，事实上，他们不管是从情感上来说，还是从这种心理上来说，他们已经精疲力尽了。
You may remember nobody took lunch that day.
大家可能还记得，就是当天呢，没有一个人就是吃了午餐。
When Krishna was roaming in the forest, they came to the bank of the Jamuna to take lunch, but.Instead of taking lunch, you know, they got caught up with this Kaliya incident, so they didn't take lunch.
就当时呢，他们本来是想要就是到这个亚穆纳河岸边，然后进行午餐的，但是呢，结果就出现了这个卡利亚蛇的这个逍遥故事这一幕，所以呢，他们事实上都没有进食午餐。
And in the village, everyone was about to sit down for lunch to celebrate Balaram's birthday. Everyone was preparing to sit down for lunch, but then they saw all these inauspicious symptoms, and then they all rushed off, thinking there must be something unfortunate that happened to Krishna. So they all left before lunch was served. So they didn't have lunch either.
而这个Vrindavan 村庄的这些居民呢，就是他们呢，当时本来是将要坐下来，就是庆祝Balarama 的这个生日，进行那个午餐呢。但是呢，他们就发现了这些不吉祥的这个征兆的这个发生，所以呢，他们呢就是非常匆忙的去跑去，然后看看是不是 Krishna 发生了，在 Krishna 身上是不是发生了一些不幸的一些事情。所以呢，在他们午餐之前呢，他们就已经离开了。
So none of them had lunch, and then with the anxiety related to Krishna and Kaliya, everyone was really tired. So they thought, let's just stay on the bank of the Jamuna tonight. We won't go back home.
所以呢，当时就说，他们事实上每个人，由于他们对于 Krishna 的这个焦虑呢，他们看到 Krishna 跟 Kaliya 之间的这种，就是。上演的这种小小故事呢，他们就感到特别的这个疲惫啊。当晚呢，他们就决定我们还是就是直接在亚木纳河岸边休息就可以了，就不回去了。
Because it was already late afternoon, it was already getting a little bit beginning to get dark, and they were also tired and exhausted from the long day. So they thought, let's just stay here.For the evening, and we'll go back tomorrow morning after sunrise.
所以呢，他们当晚就决定，因为现在呢已经是下午很晚的时候了，基本上天已经快要黑了。而呢，这个时候他们又特别的疲惫，基本上可以说是精疲力尽了。所以呢，他们就决定就是当晚就在这儿休息一晚。然后呢，到第二天太阳升起的时候呢，他们再回去。
And they also felt if they go home now, then they won't have the opportunity to see Krishna because he will go to his home, they will go to their home, and they won't be able to see him.
而且呢，他们也考虑到，如果他们这个时候回家的话呢，他们就是各自回各自的家 ，Krishna 会回他自己的家，他们也回到自己的家里。这样的话呢，他们就不能再看到 Krishna 了。
But at least in this situation, they could all continue to see him because they were all together on the bank of the Jamuna.
而呢，就是如果他们留在这个亚木纳河岸边的话呢，他们就可以继续的看到这个 Krishna， 因为他们呢都会留在这个亚木纳河岸边。
And they also thought maybe Kaliya will come back.
而且呢，他们还想到。或许说不准这个卡利亚舍他还会再回来呢。
Maybe he was defeated, but maybe he will come back and try to take revenge. So if he does, then we will all fight with him together, not only Krishna.
所以呢，他们还想啊，就是因为卡利亚舍已经被击败了呢，说不准他还会回来再复仇呢。所以如果他真的回来的话呢，那么我们所有人。都会跟他进行搏斗，而不只是 Krishna 一个人对付他。
This time we will not allow only Krishna. We will all fight with him, drive him away.
所以呢，就是如果这种情况发生的话呢，我们会集体合力的去对付卡利亚什，而不会让 Krishna 一个人单独去作战。
So they all, for all of these reasons, they decided to stay on the bank of the Jamuna.For this evening.
所以呢，综合上述的这些原因呢，所以他们就决定，他们一起留在这个亚木纳河岸边过夜。
So in the middle of the night, a fire began.
而在这个夜晚的半夜的时候呢，就是开始起火了。
Remember, this.As we know, Lord Balaram's appearance day normally takes place in August.
我们大家就是说，知道就是主巴拉拉姆的显现日呢，一般是在八月。
And then sometimes Krishna's appearance also in August, or sometimes you know September. But normally for Lord Balaram, it's always August.
就是呢，主 Krishna 的显现日呢，有时就是在八月，有时在九月。但是呢，主 Balaram 的显现日呢，通常都是在八月份。
And That's basically still the summertime.
所以呢，这基本上都是处在这个夏季。
Or at least it's at the end of the summer.
至少就是说会在夏季的，就是末尾时分。
And as we know, summer is hot.
我们大家都知道这个就是夏季的话，通常是非常炎热的。
We should know that in Vrindavan, even in Krishna's time, when he manifests the Leela, and in the spiritual world also, there are the different seasons. There is winter, summer, autumn, and spring. All the seasons appear there.
我们需要了解到，就是在 Vrindavan, 就是 Krishna 的上演这个 Leela, 逍遥时光的这个稳达温呢，其实所有的这些季节都存在着这个春夏秋冬，不同的季节其实都有的。
I just like in the Krishna book, there's one chapter description of the rainy season. There's one chapter in the Krishna book. We haven't come to there yet, but it's there.
就比如说在 Krishna book 一书当中呢，其中有一章呢就专门描写了是这个雨季的。这个上演的这种逍遥故事，我们还没有就是谈论到，但是呢，他在这个《Krishna Book》一书中就是提到了。
Because in the different seasons, they facilitate different pastimes.
因为不同的季节呢，它会就是说，会对这些不同的逍遥时光起一个促进的一个作用。
For example, in the spring season, there's a lot of pastimes with Krishna and the Rasa dance, dancing, because spring is a very beautiful time, there's many flowers, the weather is very pleasant, and so on.
就比如说在春季的时候呢，就是 Krishna 他上演了他的 Rasa 之舞这个逍遥时光。因为我们都知道春季的话呢就非常美丽的季节，鲜花盛开，然后呢气候宜人。
And so on. For the other seasons, it's suitable for different kinds of pastimes.
其他的这个季节呢也是同样的，就是它是专门就是说为不同的这个逍遥时光，它会有不同的这个季节以辅助。
There are the seasons, the four seasons, they appear, but not in an unpleasant way.
所以呢，就这个四季呢，就是他们显现，但是呢，它并不是以一种，就是说，不是令人愉悦的一个方式。
If like winter, right? If you're in Shanghai or Chengdu, right? It's almost 0 degrees and there's no heating and you're freezing.
就比如说冬季的话呢，在上海或者成都的话呢，现在天已经很冷了，可能就接近零度了。如果没有什么就是供暖设施的话呢，基本上大家都会就是感到非常冷，都会冻着了。
And then of course in Dongbei you're -10 or -20.
而在这个东北的话呢，甚至可能零下十度、零下二十度。
So it's winter and it's uncomfortable.
通常的话就是说冬季呢就是非常令人不舒服的。
Or if it's summer, then it's really hot and you know, at least in the southern China, it's really hot and you're sweating all the time and it's uncomfortable.
而在这个夏季的话呢，通常比较炎热，尤其是在南方，就是你会一直不断的出汗。非常不舒服。
And if it's the rainy season, it's always wet, the clothes don't dry, and it's so damp in the air, and so on. Uncomfortable.
如果就是在雨季的时候，有些时候就比如说梅雨季节呀，就通常的话呢，就是衣服总是非常的潮湿，都晾不干，然后呢，天气比较就是灰暗，所以非常的令人不舒服的。
But in Vrindavan, in Boma Vrindavan, or earthly Vrindavan, when Krishna is there, manifesting his leelas, all the seasons are there, but they manifest in a comfortable way. There's no discomfort there.
但是呢，当 Krishna 他在地球上上演这些逍遥时光的时候呢，就是这个事迹呢，都是显现的。但是呢，并不是以一种就是令人不悦的一个方式，而是令人非常舒适、宜人的方式。
So August is basically the end of summer. So because it's the end of summer, you know, everything is more dry than usual.
因为就是说八月呢，通常是夏季的这个末端了，这个时候呢，就是一切都似乎变得比较干燥。
So because of that.This fire began very easily.
就因为这个原因呢，所以很容易就会起火。
And the resident, and it, you know, it sort of surrounded the residents who were all there on the bank of the Jamuna.
而呢，这个火势呢，就开始围攻这个躺在这个亚穆纳河岸边的这个文达温的居民。
So it is said.Sanatana Goswami says, and also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, that some people say this fire was a friend of Kaliya who had come to take revenge.
就是 Sanatana Goswami 呢，或者是Vishwanath Chakravarti 呢，或者其他人，他们就说，这个火的，其实就是卡利亚蛇的一位朋友，他想要去报复。
And then they say, some others say that this fire was a friend of Kamsa.
就是还有人说呢，这个火呢，它是康萨的朋友。
In either case, there was a fire.
不管是哪种情况下，其实都有火，都是火。
And, It was very ferocious, ferocious fire.
而呢，这个火还非常的凶猛。
In Australia, every summer, because Australia has a lot of forest, and the summer is also really hot.
在澳大利亚呢，因为它有很多的这个森林，而且呢，它的夏季呢也非常的炎热。
And they have many trees. They have these eucalyptus trees. You know eucalyptus? I don't know the Chinese.
就是在澳大利亚呢，他们有一种特殊的一种树木。
Anyway, it's a kind of tree. I'll type it later. It's a kind of tree, and this tree there's a lot of oil.They extract a kind of oil from the tree, which they use as a disinfectant.
就是呢，这个树呢，它会产很多油。
Let me send it to you. Eucalyptus.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, E-U. I'm sure it's in Chinese. Yeah, definitely it's there.I don't think you have eucalyptus trees in China, but you probably know what it is.
我想可能在中国呢没有这种树，但是呢
I just sent on the Skype. You can see.
Okay. 桉树。
Do you have them in China? Do you have them? I don't think. I don't think you have. But in Australia, they have many forests, and they have these many eucalyptus trees. And from the tree, you know, they get this oil, eucalyptus oil, and they use it, you know, for disinfectant and other things.
所以呢，就是在澳大利亚呢，他们有很多的森林，都有这种桉树。然后呢，他们是又从桉树上，取得这个桉树油。他们呢，就是用很多不同的这个用途。
So and the summer is very hot, almost like India in some places. So during the summer, everything becomes very dry.
而在夏季的时候呢，他们也是非常炎热的，几乎快接近于印度的那种炎热程度了。
And very easily fires begin because of some friction, or sometimes because of lightning, or sometimes someone has some, you know, they cook some food outside on the fire, and it catches light, and they have huge fires.
有时候呢，就是由于这种炎热呢，他们而且一切都特别的干，所以呢，这个森林就很容易这个着火。有时候有一些就是火焰的话，或者是有些人在外面野炊的话呢，这个森林就很容易着火。
Really dry, and then with these eucalyptus trees, and these fires, they can move as fast as a car, like 70-80 miles per hour, with the wind, and there's also wind.
所以呢，就是因为这个夏季呢真的是特别的干燥，而且呢，就是说它这个一旦着火，又加上有这种桉树呢，它一旦着火的话呢，它这个火速非常的迅猛，它这个火速移动的速度就像是这个汽车的这个速度，70-80公里每小时。
And oftentimes.And it comes suddenly, because it comes so quick, just like a driving car, you know, 70-80 miles per hour. And then sometimes people, they just have a few seconds to escape their home. Just literally a few seconds to get out of their home before it's burnt and before they are burnt.
当时的时候呢，又加上有风，所以呢，就是就像这个汽车的这个行驶的这种速度，70-80公里每小时，而且呢，这个火势非常的迅猛，就是顷刻之间它都可以遍布很多英里，所以呢，基本上就是一个人他要是逃离家的话，只是有几秒钟的时间。
And sometimes people don't make it because it's just too quick, too quick.
有时候呢，人们也就没法逃生了，因为这个火势就太快了。
Anyway, every summer in Australia they have these fires, and you know sometimes hundreds of miles of bushland, or not exactly like a forest, more like a bushland is just burnt up.
就是呢，在就是澳大利亚呢，通常的夏季都会有这种火灾，有时候可能不是这个森林起火，只是那些灌木丛那个就会着火起火。
And last year, maybe some of you saw the news, was especially bad.
而在去年呢，就是有一个新闻，你们可能也是看到过，就是提到了那个。澳大利亚这个火灾特别的糟糕。
Of course, in Australia, the now is the beginning of summer, where you know we're opposite.
现在呢，在澳大利亚呢，是基本上是夏季刚开始的这个时段，跟我们是刚好相反的。
And they call it fire season, not only summer. They call it fire season.
他们呢不光是称为是夏季，而是他们称为是就是火灾的一个季节。
So last year was especially serious from like November onwards. They had hundreds of miles of fire.
在去年的时候呢，大概就从去年11月份开始的时候呢，就是有成千数百里的这个地方呢都着火了。
And they had hundreds of firefighters trying to at least control it. They couldn't put it out, but at least they can try to control it.
就是呢，这些就是成千上成百上千的这些消防员呢，他们试图想要去灭火，但是呢，都没法。但至少他们想要去控制住这个火势。
Anyway, it was burning for months.Like 3 or 4 months, hundreds and hundreds of miles of bushland, and many animals died, many houses were burnt. Some people died, not so many, you know, maybe 4 or 5 dozen or something like that.
所以呢，就是，事实上呢，就是，有关这个火灾呢，大概持续了3到4个月，就是成它蔓延了，就是成千，上百里，然后呢，很多的这些动物们，都死在这个火灾之中丧命了。然后呢，而且这个火灾呢也烧毁了很多的这个房屋，也有一些人，也就是在火灾中丧命，大概可能就是说有40-50左右的人。
And they couldn't control it even. They couldn't put it out, and even controlling it was really difficult.
而且呢，他们甚至都没法控制住这个火灾的这个蔓延。要想控制住这个火势，真的是特别的困难。
And then it rained for a few days. You know, like in March or April, it rained for a few days. The whole fire went out.
Okay. 之后呢，就下了一场雨。通常的话，在这个3月到4月中间呢，会有一些雨。然后呢，这个火势就消失了。
Nature is very powerful.
所以呢，这个大自然其实是非常有力量的。
And in spite of everything we do, if a storm comes, or an earthquake, or a flood,
就是呢，就是就比如说如果是那个就是泥流石啊，就是地震啊，就是水灾来临的时候。
Anyway, I got a bit distracted because we're talking about forest fire.
就是刚刚提到这，可能有一点就是分心。不管怎么说呢，我们现在就是在谈论这个火灾的森林之火。
So because it was the end of summer and everything was dry, so this forest fire suddenly flared up very quickly, and the residents of the Jamuna were, sorry, the residents of Vrindavan were stuck, and it was just running really fast.
然后呢，因为当时呢是在这个夏季的这个末尾了，然后呢一切都特别的干燥，然后呢这个火势呢它就是吞没一切的这个速度呢是特别的迅速，然后呢在亚姆纳河岸边的这个文达温的居民呢，他们就为此非常的震惊，他们就尽可能快的逃离。
So what did they do?
他们怎么做的呢？
They took shelter of Krishna.
他们就托庇于 Krishna.
Not because they thought he was the supreme personality of Godhead. That wasn't the reason they took shelter of him.
他们呢并不是就是认为他就是至尊人格守神，这不是他们托庇于他的原因。
We have spoken many times that because of their love for Krishna, they didn't think of him as the supreme personality of Godhead.
我们已经就是讨论过很多次，由于他们对 Krishna 的这种奉爱，这种爱心呢，所以他们并不把 Krishna 认为他就是至尊人格守神。
So they didn't take shelter of, although they took shelter of Krishna and said, "Please save us," but not with the feeling he is the supreme Lord and he has unlimited potencies. And he can save us. That wasn't their thinking.
就是呢，虽然他们是托庇于 Krishna， 但是呢，他们托庇 Krishna 的原因呢，并不是因为他们认为 Krishna 就是至尊人格守神。那他没有就是这样的一个感受。并不是认为 Krishna 是至尊人格守神，他拥有这个无限的这个力量可以拯救他们。
But they were always remembered. They were always reminded.Of the words of Garga Acharya.
但是呢，他们就一直能够记住就是 Garga Muni， 就是他 Garga Acharya 曾经说过的话。
Garga Muni, he was the guru, you could say, for the Yadu dynasty.
Garga Muni 呢，他是亚杜王朝的这个灵性导师。
And actually, Nanda Maharaj, actually, he is a member of the Yadu dynasty also. Not as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, but he is also connected to the Yadu dynasty.
事实上呢，南达马拉姐她也是属于亚斗王朝的一员，不是作为查崔亚，而是作为歪下的阶层。她呢，也是跟亚斗王朝是有联系的。
His father was a Kshatriya, but his mother was a Vaishya. So he basically became a, he was considered to be a Vaishya.
他的父亲呢是查崔亚，他的母亲是歪下，所以呢，他被视为是歪下阶层。
Maybe the grandfather was a Vaishya. Sorry, the grandfather was a Kshatriya, and he had, the grandfather had a son who was a Vaishya from a Vaishya mother, and therefore Nanda Maharaj was a Vaishya in the Vaishya community.
就是他的这个他的爷爷这一辈呢是查崔亚，但是呢，就是他的爷爷呢，就是有一个儿子，然后呢，他们就是属于这个歪下的这个阶层，他的母亲这一辈的，所以呢，就是 Nanda Maharaj 呢，他们也就成了这个歪下的这个阶层。
So anyway, Garga Muni, he is the priest.He does all the rituals for the Yadu dynasty.
Gargamuni 呢，他是一位就是牧师，他呢就是为这个亚杜王朝举行很多的这种仪式。
So Vasudev had sent him secretly to Vrindavan to do Krishna's name giving.
Vasudeva 呢，就是秘密的把他派到这个文达文去为 Krishna 进行起名仪式。
So anyway, the residents of Vrindavan were always reminded of his words.
所以呢，就是文达文的居民呢，他们总能记起就是 Gardamoni 所说的话。
He didn't reveal to them that Krishna was.The Supreme Lord Narayan.
就是 Gardamoni 呢，他并没有向他们揭示，就是 Krishna 他就是至尊主 Narayana.
Just want to find that verse. Yeah, here we go.
我就来找一下这个具体的诗节。
So this is I have spoken about this before, but I'll do it again.
我之前呢就是谈论过这个要点，现在呢来再次给大家强调一下。
So he was careful not to reveal too much because otherwise Kamsa will find out.
所以呢他就非常的小心，他不向他们透露很多，因为否则的话呢康萨就会就是找到 Krishna.
Right, Krishna was this. The name giving happened during Krishna's first year, so Kamsa was still very eagerly looking for this boy.
就是呢，Krishna 的起名仪式呢，就在他一岁的时候进行的。这个时候呢，就是康萨他还在急切的想要找到这个婴孩 Krishna。
So this all had to be done very quietly and secretly.
所以呢，一切都在悄悄的、秘密的进行。
So one of the things Garga Muni said was, I just put the verse there, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text 16.
就是呢 ，Garga Muni 所说的其中的一件事情呢。就是在圣殿伯加瓦坛的第十篇第八章十六诗节当中
that this child will always be auspicious for you.
他又提到了这个孩子呢就是他所做的活动对你们来说一切都是吉祥的
and you will surpass all troubles because of this child.
由于这个孩子的原因呢，你们会跨越所有的困难障碍。
And he also said in another verse in the same chapter, he is like Lord Narayan. He didn't say he is Lord Narayan because that will disturb their rasa. But he said he is like He will be like Lord Narayan.
在同一章的另外一个世界当中呢，他也提到了，就是，他呢，就是指小Krishna， 他会，就是像主乃亚那，他没有说他就是主乃亚那，因为，他不想就是打扰到文达本居民对 Krishna 这种 rasa 这种情感。
So this is whenever Krishna did something amazing, these are the words that they thought.
所以呢，无论奎斯纳上演了多么奇妙的活动，文达文的居民呢，他们都会记住这句话。
Because they're simple village people, and so they trust the words, you know, of this wise Brahmana.
因为呢，他们只是非常简朴的这个村民，所以呢，他们就非常相信这个睿智的 Brahmana 婆罗门所说的话。
So he told them he will be just like Narayan.
所以呢，他告诉这个文达的居民说，他就像主乃亚那一样。
He will create all auspiciousness for you, and will protect you in all situations.
他会给你们带来所有的这个吉祥，而且呢，会保护你们，就是免于所有的这种危险困难。
So because of these words, whenever Krishna did something amazing, these are the words that they thought.
所以呢，就因为这位圣人说了这些话，所以呢，就是无论 Krishna 上演了多么奇妙的活动的时候呢，他们总会就是记起这句话。
So in this mood, it's in this mood that they took shelter of Krishna when this forest fire took place.
所以呢，就在这种心态之下呢，当这个森林起火的时候呢，他们就托庇于 Krishna。
That by the grace of this child, you will overcome all difficulties.
就是在这个所提到的，就是通过这个孩子的仁慈呢，你们会跨越所有的这个困难。
So when this forest fire was burning out of control, this is the mood in which they took shelter of Krishna. Not because they thought he is the all-powerful Supreme Lord.
所以当这个森林大火进行的时候呢，就是已经失控的时候呢，他们就以这种心态托庇于了 Krishna， 并不是认为他就是这个充满了一切力量的无所不能的至尊主。
So they prayed to Krishna, you please protect us.
So, 他们就向 Krishna 祈祷说，请你保护我们。
But why did they pray like that?
但是为什么他们会这样祈祷呢？
Because actually their feeling was, if we die in this fire, we cannot be with you.
因为他们觉得如果他们死于这个大火的话呢，他们就无法再跟 Krishna 继续在一起了。
And we cannot bear to be separated from you.
我们无法忍受与你的分离。
So you please protect us. Don't allow us to die in the forest fire because that means we cannot be with you.And we cannot tolerate that.
所以呢，你最好还是保护我们，不要让我们死去，否则的话呢，我们就忍受不了跟你的分离。
So they were not exactly praying for their personal safety.
所以他们并不是为了个人的这种安全为 Krishna 向 Krishna 祈祷的。
They were praying because they didn't want to be separated from Krishna. That is why they.Didn't want to be burnt in this fire.
他们向 Krishna 祈祷的话，祈祷的是他们不想与 Krishna 分离，就是因为这个原因，他们不想被火烧死。
Sorry, just typing something. So that is their prayer, and that was their thinking.
所以呢，这就是他们的祈祷，这就是他们所想的。
So.Of course, Krishna is as dear to them as they are dear to him.
正如就是他们对 Krishna 这个就像 Krishna 对他们一样亲切一样。
So what did Krishna do?
Krishna 接下来做了什么呢？
He swallowed the fire.
他就吞下了这个森林大火。
He just swallowed it, just like that.
他就是吞下了这个森林火。
And it doesn't give any more additional details.
这个描述呢也没有很多的细节。
So this, and that's the end of the pastime. He just swallowed the fire.
所以这就是这个逍遥时光的这个结局。他就是吞下了这个森林大火。
So this pastime is in chapter 17. The title of the chapter is The History of Kaliya. Because it happened at the end of the Kaliya incident. So it's described in the same chapter.
所以呢，这个逍遥时光呢是在第十七章中，就在卡利亚学的历史这章的结尾部分。因为呢，这个逍遥时光它就是在这个Krishna 惩罚卡利亚学之后所上演的。
So it's just from text 20 until text 25. It's just 6 verses.
它就是只是二十四节到二十五这六个诗节来描述这个森林之火。
Yeah, and that was it. It doesn't say anything more.
所以呢，就是这就是，这个诗节中所提到的，没有更多的一个描述。
So as we shared earlier, our acharyas say that some people say this forest fire was a friend of Kaliya who had come to take revenge, and others say he was a friend of Kamsa.
就像我们前面所提到了，有的阿查亚呢说，这个森林之火呢，它是卡利亚学的朋友想要去报复；有的说呢，它是这个康萨的这个同党。
And it doesn't say anything about past life or he was cursed or you know things like this.
也没有提。到有关他们的这个前世啊，受到了诅咒这样的故事。
Right, as we know, for many of these demons, you know, they were someone in the past life and they made some mistake or offense and then they were cursed to be demons. But in the case of this forest fire, the first forest fire, that's not the case.
就是说。在之前的这些逍遥时光当中呢，这些恶魔可能他们的前世呢，就是他们有些人犯了错，然后呢受到了诅咒，所以这一次才成为恶魔的。但是呢，在这个第一场森林大火，这个逍遥时光当中呢，并没有这样的事情的发生。
So what does this first forest? There are two forest fires in Krishna's pastimes. This is the first one.
在 Krishna 的逍遥故事当中呢，有两次森林大火，这是第一次。
And then in chapter 19, there's a second forest fire after this Pralambasura story.
就是呢，在第十九章的时候呢，就是第二次森林大火，就在这个帕朗巴恶魔的这个被杀死的这个逍遥时光之后。
So chapter 17, at the end of chapter 17.And in chapter 19, there are two different forest fires.
所以在第十七章的结尾的部分，以及第十九章呢，它有两场这个森林大火。
So what is the obstacle, or what is the anartha that this first forest fire represents?
所以呢，这个第一场森林大火，它代表着什么样的障碍，什么样的 anartha 呢？
Represents arguments and conflict between Vaishnavas.
它代表着这个 Vaishnava 之间的这种争论，这种矛盾。
Hatred, enmity, hatred, argument, conflict between Vaishnavas.
Vaishnava 之间的这种仇恨，这种争论，这种矛盾，不和。
I'm not exactly sure why or how the forest fire represents that anartha. I was not able to understand that.
我呢其实是没法理解为什么这个森林大火或者是。它怎么就会代表着这种anatta了？
You know, the other demons, why they represent such and such anatta, it's clear, right? It's quite clear. The connection is clear. But I wasn't so clear how this fire, what is exactly the connection between the fire and conflict.Among Vaishnavas.
其他的这些恶魔呢，他们代表着某一就是 anatta 呢，他们之间的这个联系是非常清晰的。但是呢，在这个逍遥时光当中，就是这个森林的大火与这个 Vaishnava 之间的这个矛盾，就是怎么能够把他们联系起来？我觉得我对这一点并不是特别的清晰。
At least not now.
至少我目前
Like Kaliya, right? We all know the Kaliya, right? He represented cruelty, envy, right? And that we know, snakes are cruel, snakes are envious, so the connection is quite clear.
就比如说卡利亚蛇，因为它的这个，它代表着这种残忍、嫉妒。因为蛇的本性就很残忍，充满了嫉妒，所以这种联系是非常清晰的，一目了然。
And the same for all the others up until now.
直到现在呢，其他的恶魔就是他们所代表的这个 anatta， 他们跟所代表的 anatta 之间的这个关系呢，也是非常清晰的。
But this one I was not very clear.
但是那有关这个森林大火这一点呢，我其实并不是那么清晰。
But in either case, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told us this is the anartha it represents.
但是呢，不管怎么说，在就是说这个塔库尔告诉我们呢，这就是这个森林大火所代表的这个 anartha。
Oh, I just had a realization just now.
我现在就突然有了灵感，有了觉悟。
The Lord in the heart gave some inspiration.
内心之主就给了我一些就是灵感。
Here's a possible connection.
在这儿呢就有一个就是可能的就是这种连接。
A fire burns everything to ashes, right? We know that.
就是呢这个火呢它会把一切烧为灰烬。
So,hatred or conflict or argument between Vaishnavas also burns everything to ashes. All our spiritual credits are burned to ashes.
而就是 Vaishnava 之间的这种仇恨，这种矛盾，这种相互的就是争论不和，它呢会把一切也都烧为灰烬。我们所有的这个灵性的这个资产都会化为零。
We often hear, we have often heard, right? Vaishnava offenses to Vaishnavas is like a mad elephant, destroys everything.
我们之前呢就是曾经说过，就是这个对 Vaishnava 的冒犯就像是这个一头疯狂的大象一样。
Destroys everything.
它会呢摧毁一切。
So, in a similar sense, fire Fires burn everything to ashes. So the negative results of conflict and hatred and such between Vaishnavas burns everything auspicious. Just burns it to ashes.
所以呢，就像是，就是说，这个火它会把一切烧为这个灰烬。Vaishnava 之间的这种仇恨呀，这种矛盾等等这些负面的，那么带来的结果呢，它会把一切吉祥的都给烧为灰烬。
It's also interesting when I was reading this pastime yesterday, I was.Reminded of something also.
很有意思的是，在我昨天阅读这个逍遥时光的时候呢，我也就是记起了某些事情。
So, now you may have read the full volume of the Prabhupada Lilamrita.
现在可能在读就是圣帕巴德的他全册的这个 Lilamrita 就逍遥的甘露一书。
So there's a Prabhupada related it a few times, an interaction he had with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
他就提到了就是他与 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 之间的就是几次的一些交往。
Right, on one occasion, Srila Prabhupada, at that time he was Abhaycharan Aravinda Prabhu, that was his name. He visited his spiritual master when he was on one occasion in Vrindavan.
就有一次呢，就是在文达文，然后呢，那个时候呢，他还就是被称为是阿拜场让帕布，然后呢，就是在他跟灵性导师的一次会面上。
In Vrindavan.
在文达文。
There was some parikrama. It was during the month of Kartik, and Saraswati Thakur was there with many devotees and pilgrims, and they were doing parikrama. So Srila Prabhupada made the plan to visit for some days at that time.
那个时候呢，就是在卡尔提嘎月，他们呢就是在进行这种朝圣。帕帕呢，他就做出计划，想要去拜访几天。
So, Srila Prabhupada tells us that Saraswati Thakur was sharing some disturbances that were going on in the Gaudiya Math, the mission that he had begun.
然后呢，就是圣帕巴德呢，他就说，就是巴克蒂西达那沙拉斯塔库尔呢，就像与他就是描述了一些这种干扰。就是高迪亚这些传系的所带来的这些打扰，就是当这个使命开始的时候。
There were many, like here, there was arguments and conflict between a number of his leading disciples.
就是在他的就是比较就是比较就是具有这个领导力的一些门徒当中呢，他们之间呢有这种争论，有这种矛盾纷争。
Exactly what we are reading here about this forest fire.
就跟我们现在就是讨论的这个森林大火，就是所提到的这些内容，其实是几乎是一样的。
Some of his leading disciples, they were arguing. There was a very serious conflict over different matters.
然后呢，他的就是在起这种主导作用的一些门徒呢，他们之间有着非常严重的这种纷争，对于某些事情上存在着非常大的这种不和。
And so he was sharing this with at that time Abhaycharan, our Srila Prabhupada.
所以呢，就是他就与。我们的圣人帕巴德在当时呢，还是阿拜场让帕布来，就是说，分析，就是透露了这一点。
And he told Srila Prabhupada, he said, there will be fire, agun jalbe, as Srila Prabhupada tells us.
然后呢，他就对帕巴德说呢，也是帕巴德后来告诉我们的，就是说， 他提到了，就是说这将会有一场火。
This is Bengali. Agun means fire, and Drable means there will be. So there will be fire. There will be fire in the mud. There will be fire in the Gaudiya mud.
然后呢，他就说到了这个孟加拉语，就是 Agun Javli， 就是说在高地和 mud 之间呢，将会有一场就是火，就相互之间。
And what was the fire? The fire of conflict. And this fire of conflict will burn everything down.
这个是什么样的火呢？就是这种矛盾啊、这种不和之火，它会把一切都给烧为这个灰烬。
So this is the connection. The fire of conflict. This is the connection. And it just came to my mind somehow as we were speaking about it.
所以呢，就是当我们在谈论这一点的时候呢，我就想起来这些然后呢，他就又跳到我的脑海中。
Like fire burns everything down, so the fire of conflict will burn everything.
就像这个火，它会烧毁一切，就是呢，我们之间的这种矛盾纷争呢，它也会摧毁一切。
And we see in the history of the Gaudiya Math, this is what happened. And this is something that Srila Prabhupada shared again and again and again with his own disciples.
所以呢，当我们去回顾 Gaudiya Math 的历史的时候呢，我们会看到，这就是所发生的一切。而圣人帕巴德呢，他也不断的在跟他的门徒们，就是不断的强调这一点。
Because Srila Prabhupada didn't want the same thing to happen to his ISKCON society.
因为圣人帕巴德不想，就是他的就是 ISKCON 的社团会。重复这样的错误。
Because it happened in the context of the Gaudiya Math Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Society, this fire of conflict burnt the unity of the Gaudiya Math.
因为呢，就是这个他们之间的这种纷争不和呀，已经就是。就像火一样，然后呢，摧毁了他的这个 Gaudiya Math。
Of course, the Gaudiya Math is still existing, but it's not existing as a united movement.
当然了，就是现在 Gaudiya Math 仍然存在，但是呢，它并没有像之前那么团结和谐了。
In the context of the Gaudiya Math, it burnt down their unity and very much resulted in so many troubles.
然后呢，就在 Gaudiya Math 的这么一个背景之下呢，就是这种矛盾纷争呢，其实破坏了他们之间的这种团结，从而带来了很多的这个问题麻烦。
There is in the Bhagavatam, in the fourth canto, there is an incident related to Daksha and Lord Shiva.
在圣涅百家瓦坛的第四篇当中呢，描述了就是在Daksha 和主希瓦他们之间的这种矛盾。
Daksha was a Prajapati, right? He was a progenitor, very prominent, universal person.
Daksha 呢，他是 Prajapati， 他呢就是宇宙的，他非常主要的一个，就是宇宙的这个，就是始祖。
And somehow due to his, and so therefore he was very proud.
因此呢，他又变得非常的骄傲了。
And therefore he insulted Lord Shiva.
所以呢，他就侮辱了主希瓦。
And then a conflict began. The followers of Lord Shiva and the followers of Daksha.
所以呢，就是主希瓦的追随者与达克夏的追随者之间，他们就出现了这种矛盾纷争。
The followers of Lord Shiva were blaming the followers of Daksha, and the followers of Daksha were blaming the followers of Lord Shiva. It just became like a fire.
主希瓦的这些追随者们就开始谴责就是达克夏的追随者们，而达克夏的追随者们呢也开始谴责主希瓦的追随者们，他们就相互之间呢开始相互的谴责，就是他们之间就开始就是这种。这种生火，就是有了这种火药的味道。
And the result was complete destruction.
这个结果呢，就是毁灭性的。
In the pastime, in the fourth canto, you can read it there. The quarrel between Daksha and Lord Shiva.
就在《舍利弗加瓦坛》的第十篇当中，就是祖希瓦和达克夏之间的这种争吵。你们可以这一篇
Because of quarrel, same thing we are reading about here.
就是因为他们之间的这种争斗，也是目前我们所阅读到的现在的这个《逍遥时光》。
So this is a great challenge for all of us not to allow our quarrels to destroy everything.
所以呢，这是我们每一个人面临的挑战，不要让我们之间的这种争吵，就是毁掉一切。
Probably you have all experienced, or many of you, I've certainly experienced. Some initially, oftentimes yatras are quite united, and then some argument develops, and then they become all disunited, and this one, that one, and it's a mess.
可能你们大家包括我在内都经历过这样的那个体验。那么就是在最初的话呢，我们这个社团可能非常的团结，但是呢由于某些争吵、某些争论不和，然后呢我们相互之间都开始就是分裂，出现了矛盾，一切都陷入到混乱当中。
Very inauspicious.
非常的不吉祥。
And we've heard it so many, we all know the famous Bhagavatam verse. What's that famous Bhagavatam verse? Let's find it. In the first canto, about the symptoms of Kali Yuga.
我们都知道就是《舍利弗加瓦坛》第一篇当中有关就是卡利年代征兆的这么一个非常著名的诗节。
Let's find the famous verse. It's in the first canto. Oh, here we go. 119. Not 119. 1110.
这是《舍利弗加瓦坛》的第一篇第一章第十诗节当中。
You have the book in front of you?
Yeah.
You read?
《舍利弗加瓦坛》第一篇第一章第十诗节，译文：博学的人啊，在卡利这个贴气年代里，人类的寿命很短，他们懒惰，喜欢争斗，被误导，不幸，而且总是心烦意乱。
We all heard many times that Kali Yuga is the age of quarrel.
我们大家都听到过很多次了，就是卡利年代是一个纷争的年代。
Not so long ago, I was reading something, some words of Srila Prabhupada. He said, it's not
oftentimes, and I think we also experience this, oftentimes the topic itself is not always such an important topic, but the nature of the age is that people like to argue about it.
然后呢，就是我在不久前就是读到申帕巴德，他会说，就是通常情况下呢，就是即便是一些非常不重要的一些话题，由于这个年代的这种纷争不断的啊、这么一个特征呢，就是人们也相互之间不断的在那争吵。
Right, sometimes you may have all experienced. Sometimes it's a huge argument over nothing.
有时候你们可能也有这样的体验。大家都为一些就是微不足道的鸡毛蒜皮的琐事在那大动干戈。
Like, whether it's with your husband or wife or other devotees, it's sometimes it's just a ridiculous topic, but it becomes a huge argument and conflict sometimes.
有时候呢，可能你跟你的妻子或者是丈夫或者其他奉献者之间，就为了那么很不值得一提的一些琐事儿，在那就是就是有了很大的一个冲突争论。
Because it's the influence of the age. Kali Yuga is a degraded age, and the influence is very strong.
因为这就是卡利年代的一个影响。那么这个年代本身就是一个就是让人就是堕落的一个年代。
So in the same way, so we have to be mindful. This is our challenge. This is the anartha that this forest fire represents.
所以呢，我们需要就是不断的提醒自己，然后呢，这就是我们面临的这个挑战。在这个年代里。
Certainly, we have to discuss things, and sometimes we have to argue to make things clear, but hopefully we do it in a constructive way that leads to some positive result, not a negative, you know, fire burning down everything kind of result.
所以呢，其实有些时候呢，我们也确实需要就某些事情来进行探讨，进行争辩，以让这个事情变得更加的明晰。但是呢，就是我们这样做的时候呢，应该以一种非常具有建设性的方式，它可以为我们带来这个积极的结果，而不是说就像火一样，就是摧毁一切。我们经常所谈到的，就有句话是“火烧功德林”嘛，就是就不要是出现这样的情况。
Especially in an organization, as we know, there's different ways to do things, and we might argue what is the best way to do such and such.
尤其是在组织管理当中呢，我们可能大家会相互的争论，到底怎样做才是最好。
But again, we want to do it in a respectful, mutually respectful way that results in something positive, not that like Daksha's Jagya. It's called the Daksha Jagya. Just arguing, blaming, counter-blaming, and then everything is destroyed.
所以呢，我们应该就是相互之间，即便是争论的时候呢，我们也应该以彼此相互尊重的方式，然后呢，我们就是不应该像这个达克夏的这个亚格亚祭师一样，就是好像要摧毁一切的感觉。
There's always a reason to disagree, especially in this age of Kali.
就是呢，总有这个不合的意见，尤其是在这个卡利年代优胜。
But more important is agreement.
但是呢，更重要的就是我们要达成一致的意见。
Again, I'm sure we have many of us have heard, right? We always hear Srila Prabhupada says we should cooperate, etc., etc. So many times we have heard these words.
我想我们大家也已经聆听过很多次了，就是圣人帕巴的总是在跟我们强调，我们总是要合作。
And if we don't, then we see the results. Everything will be burned to ashes.
如果我们不合作的话呢，那么我们就会看到它的后果，就是一切都会烧为灰烬。
Including our devotional qualities, if we are not doing it properly.
包括我们的这个奉爱的这个资格，就是如果我们没有恰当的去进行的话。
So just like the residents of Vrindavan, they faithfully took shelter of Krishna, and Krishna just swallowed up the fire, just like that.
就像文达文的居民呢，他们都充满信心的托庇于 Krishna， 然后呢 ，Krishna 就吞没了这个森林大火。
In the same way, we also, when we experience, if, when and if we experience such unpleasant conflicts among Vaishnavas.Then we take shelter of Krishna also, in the same way the residents of Vrindavan did, and he will swallow it up.
就是同样的，就是如果我们就是 Vaishnava 之间，就是经历的这种矛盾纷争，的时候呢，我们也应该像 Vrindavan 的居民托庇于 Krishna 一样，就是我们托庇于 Krishna 他就会就是吞没，这个森林大火。
So in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing, he doesn't only refer to conflict among Vaishnavas, he also refers to conflict among people of different religions.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他写到，就是这个森林大火呢，不光是指 Vaishnava 之间的这种矛盾纷争，而且是指不同宗教之间的，这种人们的这个纷争。
Certainly, we want to be more mindful of conflict among Vaishnavas, but he's also referring to conflict or, among people of different religions also.
当然了，我们应该就是说提醒自己，就是说警惕这个 Vaishnava 之间的这种纷争矛盾。但是呢，同时我们应该就是说，他也是提到了这个不同宗教之间的这些派别之间的这种纷争。
And we see historically some, not all, some of the most violent conflicts or wars are between religions.
就是纵观历史来看的话呢，我们都知道都有就是不同宗教之间的这种矛盾纷争，甚至这种战争的这种上演。
Because, you know, your God is different from my God. I don't accept your God. I have the real God. You don't have God. And it then so much horrible violence takes place in the name of so-called religion.
所以呢因为人们认为这是我的神，然后呢你们没有真正的神，我们才有，就是说彼此之间呢相互的这种暴力，他们呢就是会出现这种就是宗教之间的这种矛盾纷争。
And then and so much horrible violence, oftentimes.
就是很多时候呢就会有出现非常可怕的这种暴力。
Because of not respecting.
因为呢彼此之间并不是相互的尊重。
So, as much as we need to learn to respect each other in our Vaishnava community, we also need to learn to respect and appreciate people from other religious communities also.
所以呢，我们不仅应当学会去在 Vaishnava 社团之中彼此的相互尊重，而且呢，我们应该学会去尊重、去欣赏其他的宗教的团体。
We may not accept every single detail, and we, you know, we do things in different ways, etc., etc. But there are certainly things we can appreciate and respect in other religious communities.
我们可能在具体的这个实践修行的方法上、细节上可能有一些不同，但是呢，我们仍然需要去但是呢，在某些方面呢，我们还是有一些就是共通之处的。所以呢，我们也应该去尊重其他的宗教团体。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he includes this in this obstacle. He considers it an obstacle, not only in the Vaishnava community, but amongst other religious communities also.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he considers this an obstacle. 不光是在我们这个 Vaishnava 社团之间，而且也包含了就是在不同的宗教团体之间的这么一种纷争不和。
So this is the obstacle that this first forest fire represents.
所以呢，这就是第一场森林大火它所代表的这种障碍。
The fire, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has told our Srila Prabhupada, the fire of party conflict will burn everything down.
就是呢，就像Bhakti, 就像 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, 就是告诉圣人帕巴德的，就是说这种这种不同团体之间的这种纷争呢，他会把一切都给摧毁。
So, we'll finish here.
所以呢，我们今天就讲述到这儿。
The pastime of the first forest fire.
所以呢，这是有关这个第一场森林大火这一逍遥时光。
And next week we will do chapter 18 and maybe chapter 19. We'll see how the time goes. That's the second. The chapter 19 is the second forest fire.
下一周呢，我们会接着讲第十八章第十九。如果时间允许的话呢，我们可能还会讲第十九章，就是第二场这个大火。
So let's have some questions. Yes, from last 2 weeks ago, I think we had some questions, did we? Or we finished?
Yeah. We still have some questions.
Yes.
我们上一次课的遗留的问题，我们先来回答。Harivansa, 南昌，五千年前卡利亚蛇有婚姻，是不是所有的动物都有婚姻关系呢？
Well, remember, as I explained, Kaliya was not a full, he wasn't just a full snake. It seems like he was half snake, half human.
像我之前所描述的，就是卡利亚蛇呢，它并不是完全的这个蛇身，它是半蛇半人的这个形体。
He was an advanced snake, you could say, you know, because like in human beings, there are different levels of human beings, you know, more educated, less educated, more pious, less pious, more powerful, less powerful. So among the reptiles, right, Kaliya is not an animal, he's a reptile, a snake particularly. So there's different categories of snakes.
所以呢，就是卡利亚蛇呢，它其实也就像这个人类一样，它有不同的这个不同层次的人类，它有受过教育的，没有受过教育的，虔诚的，不虔诚的，有力量的，没有力量的。所以呢，就是卡利亚蛇呢，它在这个蛇中呢，它也是就是说属于这种半人半蛇的这么一种，就是它在爬行动物中是属于这么一类的。
So he was the more advanced snake species. So at least from the descriptions, it certainly appears that he was a mixed snake-human-like form. And his wives, his wives also.
所以呢，就是在蛇类当中也有不同的这个种类的。他们呢，就是包括他的妻子，都属于那种半蛇半人型的。
Of course, when we see the painting of Kaliya, he's just a snake.
当然了，当我们看到卡利亚蛇的图片的时候呢，上面画的可能它只是这个蛇身。
But it's not exactly like that. There are some human-like features in his form.
但是可能这个图片当中呢，并不是真正的卡利亚舍的形象。那真实的话呢，它其实是有人类的人的这一些特征的。
And as we read, also they could speak. So that normally snakes don't speak, right? Snakes are just snakes. But in his case, because he is the more advanced species of, he could speak.
就像我们所阅读到的，这个卡利亚蛇呢，它还能说话。通常的话，蛇是不能说话的。所以呢，它是属于蛇类中比较发达的一类。
And his wives, they offered prayers.
而他的妻子呢，还能够供奉祷文。
So this is all an illustration that they weren't just, you know, snakes that we understand, snakes that, you know, slither along the ground and don't speak.
所以呢，这一切呢都表明，就是它不是我们通常所知道的，就是爬行在地上的那些无法言语、无法说话的那种蛇。
So in their case, yes, as we read, there's marriage. He had his wives, and they could speak, and it says they massaged the Lord Krishna with their hands. They massaged his body with different oils and dressed him, and it describes in the Bhagavad that they had hands. So clearly they were a human snake-like form, not fully snake.
所以呢，就是在他的例子当中呢，他的这个他和他的这个妻子们还都能够说话，他的妻子们也能够供奉祷文，而且呢，后来他们也就是用他们的手为主的Krishna 的莲花足进行按摩，为往主的身上就是涂抹这些油，为主进行就是穿着进行装饰。所以呢，他们都是用他们的手来进行这一切的。那么很明显的就是他们是这种半人半形的，不完全是这个蛇形的。
So yes, in their at least in their context, they had a sort of marriage, obviously.
所以就是在他们的那种情况当中呢，他们是有这个很明显的，他们是有婚姻的。
The, you know, the normal snakes, what we say normal snakes, I don't exactly know what they do, but we all know there's male and female snakes and they have their children, they have their offspring.
就是对于普通的蛇来说的话呢，我不知道他们具体的这个活动，但是呢，还是有这种就是公蛇母蛇之分的，他们也有他们的这个后代。
So that would be my answer to that one.
所以呢，这就是我对你这个问题的一个回答。
As for other species, I think it's similar. Some, as I shared in the past, there are some human-animal mixes, like Garuda. Like Garuda, he is an eagle-human mix. But then, as we know, there's just eagles, normal eagles.So there's these different categories within the species.
然后呢，对于其他的这些生物种类来说呢，有的也是半人，就是半就是动物这个型的，就像是这个 Garuda， 它是半鹰半人的一个形体，它不完全是这个鹰的这个形体，当然也有普通的这个鹰，在其他的这个动物。当中呢也是类似的情况。
So the ones that are more human-like, they probably do human-like things also. And the ones that are less human-like, then they probably do less human-like things.
就是那些更像人类形体的这些生物呢，他们也更有可能去从事像人类的这些活动。那些就是就是不太像人类的这些生物呢，他们也就是很少能够像人类这样从事活动。
Okay, next.
下一个问题也是 Hari Vansha 的。
不是只有人体生命可以回归灵性世界吗？怎么动物也可以？现今年代的动物也可以成为奉献者吗？
Yes. Yes.
是的。
Yes. Yes. With special mercy, yes. Animals can also return back to Godhead. And there are some Gajendra. Gajendra the elephant. Right? The story in the Bhagavatam.
就是呢，动物如果他们得到了特殊的仁慈的话呢，他们也可以就是直接回归，就比如说在圣涅伯加瓦坛中，Gajendra的例子。
Right, he was a human. He was cursed to become an elephant. Somehow he remembered his past life. He offered prayers to the Lord in a dangerous situation, and he returned to Vaikuntha.
他呢过去是就是人类然后呢他就找到了这个诅咒他就变成了一头大象但是呢他呢在这个象的身体当中呢他仍然能够记住他的过去的生世所以呢他又在他危难当中向主祈祷后来呢他就直接回到了维昆塔。
And there are other examples also.
还有其他的一些例子。
And remember, Kaliya didn't exactly go back to Godhead. It doesn't say he went back to Godhead as such. It doesn't say that.
就是呢，其实并没有确切的说卡利亚什就直接回到了守神身边。
But he certainly became a devotee of the Lord and became free from all his contaminations. That was Krishna's special mercy.
但是呢他确实成为了奉献者而且呢他免于了一切的这个污染这是主的特殊的仁慈
Normally yes we have, as we know we have to be humans and cultivate bhakti yoga etc but in some special cases animals can also directly go back to Vaikuntha if the Lord so desires and there are such examplesGajendra is one of the examples from the Bhagavatam, but there are others.
所以呢，就是通常来说的话呢，是需要拥有人类的形体，通过从事奉爱瑜伽，一个人才可以回归守神。但是呢，也有一些特例，就是呢，他们得到了主的这个特殊的仁慈。然后呢，如果这个主愿意的话呢，他们就可以直接回到这个维昆塔，就像圣涅伯加瓦坛中提到的这个嘎吉涅的例子，当然了，还有其他的一些例子。
And all of these leelas we are speaking in the, you know, Krishna killing the demons, they're all animals. Agasura was a snake and Krishna killed him, he went to Vaikuntha. So there's a number of examples, special cases, yes, it can happen. It does happen.
所以呢就是包括在 Krishna 他杀死恶魔的这么一个 Lila 小小时光当中呢因为 Krishna 杀死的这些恶魔呢基本上都是动物们就像 Krishna 杀死了这个 Agasura 这个蛇魔然后呢蟒蛇他呢就直接回到了这个 Vaikuntha 所以呢这些例子其实都是属于特例他们是有可能发生的而且他们也真的是发生过
OK 啦 next.
OK, 我们看下一个问题王文言。卡利亚得到 Krishna 的仁慈和他妻子是奉献者没有关系吗就只是 Krishna 无缘的仁慈吗
Both.
两者兼具。
Both. Krishna definitely gave him causeless mercy.He was not at all deserving, but Krishna gave him the causeless mercy.
Krishna 确实给了他无缘的仁慈，尽管他不配。
But that happened because of his wives, who were devotees.
之所以 Krishna 给予他无缘的仁慈，是由于他的妻子是 Krishna 的奉献者。
They were certainly a factor.Their own devotion and surrender to Krishna certainly
you could say, influence Krishna's mind towards Kaliya.
就是卡利亚舍的妻子们，他们呢对 Krishna 的这种奉爱之情，肯定就是会影响到 Krishna 他对于卡利亚舍的这个心意的一个状态。
So both Krishna certainly his own causeless mercy gave Kaliya so much, also because of the surrender and devotion of his wives who were devotees. That is certainly a factor.
所以呢是两者同时的，就是说Krishna 呢一方面施予卡利亚舍这个无缘的仁慈，而这个无缘的仁慈呢也是由于卡利亚舍的妻子们对于Krishna 的这种皈依这种奉爱，所以呢他会影响Krishna对待卡利亚舍的一个态度。
So both, my answer would be both.
所以我的答案就是说两者都是的。
OK 了 ，Next。
OK， 下一个就是今天的问题，淡然一笑。奉献者之间争吵不和是什么原因呢？都有自私利益吗？为了满足自己的欲望吗？
纯
粹奉献者之间有争吵吗
？Yes, among yes, in Krishna's Leela, the different groups.Of devotees, they argue sometimes also.
是的，就是在 Krishna 的这个小小时光当中呢，就是不同这个族的这些奉献者之间，他们也会相互的，就是争吵。
The different groups of devotees, the different groups of gopis, sometimes there is some arguments between them.
有时候即便是牧牛姑娘之间不同的派之间他们也会相互的就是争吵。
But the source of that is simply how to please Krishna.
但是呢他们的这个争论的这个根源只是为了取悦 Krishna.
Because even in the spiritual world, the devotees are different. They have different natures, different ways, different flavors, etc.It, even in the spiritual world, it is like that. It's not all one.
就是在灵性世界呢，因为每一个个体灵魂呢，他们都有不同的天性、不同的方式、不同的这种口味品味，所以呢，就是他们并不是就是整齐划一的，都是有着这么一种多样性的。
So because of that, yes, sometimes there is some apparent tension or some apparent conflict or argument, etc. But it's all manifested from their pure love of Krishna.
但是呢，就是他们虽然表面上可能他们的意图动机有着表面上的这种矛盾纷争，但是呢，事实上来说，他们都是拥有，就是他们这些全是对于 Krishna 纯粹的爱的一种展示。
And it enhances Krishna's pleasure, it enhances their devotion, and it enhances the pastimes.
而且呢，是同时会增加 Krishna 的这种喜悦，增加他们对 Krishna 的奉爱之情，而且呢，同时也是增加了他们的这种。他们这种就是奉爱。
But it does happen.
而且呢，它也是确实是有发生的。
In this among Vaishnavas in this material world, among advanced Vaishnavas, sometimes there's also disputes how to better serve.Krishna, or how to better preach, or how to solve the problems. People, even among advanced Vaishnavas, they have different ways of how they think it should be done, and sometimes because of that, there is some argument, or some discussion, or something like that.
所以呢，就是即便是在非常进步的奉献者之间呢，有时候也会有这个争吵辩论， 那么他们围绕的这个争论的这个话题呢，就是如何能够更好的服务 Krishna， 如何能够更好的传教，或者是以怎样的方式可以最佳的去解决这个问题。所以呢，就是他们有着这个不同的这种方式，他们的想法呀，所以他们之间也会有这个争论呢。
Just like as we know, ISKCON is managed by the GBC body, which is about 35 people, all very senior, you know, realized devotees, but they're all different also.
就比如说 ISKCON 呢，通常有这个 GBC 进行管理，那个 GBC 成员一般有35位，他们也都是非常进步的、年长的、觉悟了的这些奉献者。但是呢，他们每一个人都是就是不一样的。
They have their different natures, their different styles, their different understandings, how to serve the movement, how to serve Srila Prabhupada, how to solve this problem.etc.
但是呢，他们每个人呢都有自己不同的天性，不同的风格，他们呢也有不同的这个理解，就是在如何能够更好的服务我们的这个运动，如何更好的服务圣人帕巴德，如何就是解决这些问题方面，他们都有不同的一些看法理解。
And do they argue? Yes, of course they argue.
他们也会就是争论吗？当然了，他们也会相互的就是辩论。
But the purpose is how to further Srila Prabhupada's mission, how to better improve Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON society. And then they argue how to do it.
所以呢，他们这个争论的这个目的是什么呢？是为了进一步促进圣人帕巴德的这个使命，为了更好的去服务于这个伊斯康的这个社团，所以呢，他们有时候也就是之间也会这个辩论。
But they disagree with each other sometimes, and they have different ideas about what to do. Sometimes there's some argument, so it happens also even amongst advanced Vaishnavas.
所以呢。就是有时候他们也会彼此的相互的就是意见不合呀，他们呢会就是对于应该具体怎么做有着不同的一些看法，所以呢即便在非常进步的奉献者之间呢，这种争论呢也是在所难免的。
But what's the difference between an advanced devotee arguing and a neophyte devotee arguing?
但是呢，进步的奉献者和初级的奉献者，他们就是争吵的这个不同之处在哪？
Right, a neophyte devotee will also argue.
就是初级奉献者之间也会相互。
Oh, we lost you there for a little bit. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. But and when a neophyte devotee argues, what happens? They become angry. They think, oh, you're my enemy. You don't accept what I say. You're my enemy. I won't speak to you now. And then they develop, you know, party conflict. These people are my friends. These people are my enemies.And then they look down, if someone has a different idea, they look down upon them, they don't offer them proper respect, and they blame them, and they develop dislike, and such and such.
所以呢，之间他们争吵的情况是怎样的呢？他们之间会相互的变得非常的愤怒。他们各自都会变成自己的这个敌对的一方。如果就比如说你要是不接受我的这个观点的话，我就不跟你说。而且呢，他们之间会有这么一种就是一种派别之争。然后呢，他们会认为你这边的是我的朋友，那 是我的敌人，所以现在如果你跟我的意见不一样的话呢，我就会看不起你，就会不理你们相互的之间相互的。
I did. Then it's like a fire that burns everything down.
就像是这个大火摧毁一切一样。
They're not able to compromise. They remain stubborn. They don't respect because someone has a different idea. They disrespect them, and it just becomes very, very unpleasant.
所以呢？他们之间不会相互的妥协，彼此之间都非常的变得顽固不化，相互之间也不去尊重对方。如果是有不同意见的时候呢，他们就是不尊重，然后呢这让一切就会就是陷入的非常的复杂的一个状态。
I've seen in the GBC body, yes, sometimes they argue and disagree.But then afterwards, they'll all be hugging and smiling and taking prasadam together and joking and such and such. So there's still much mutual respect. They just accept, okay, we have different ideas. But they still greatly respect and appreciate each other as Vaishnavas and have very good friendships at the same time.
所以呢，就是在 GBC 的相互之间的这个争论当中呢，他们可能会有这种争论，这种意见不合，但是呢之后他们就会相互的，就是相互的开怀一笑，然后彼此的拥抱在一起，荣耀不杀的，或者相互的开玩笑，他们之间就还是保持原有的这种相互尊重的一种情况。即便可能他们会有不同的一个观点一个看法，但是呢就是他们仍然保持着这种 Vaishnava 相互之间的这么一种礼节，这种对待的相互尊重的这种方式，他们仍然是朋友。
And if they spoke some words which were very strong, then they'll go and pay obeisances and ask for forgiveness and etc. like this.
然后呢如果他们就是对彼此说了一些非常强硬的一些话，那么他们会就是向对方顶拜呀，祈求原谅啊。
So this is what we need to learn to do in our own arguments, not create friends and enemies and, you know, judging and looking down upon others and things like that. That's neophyte way. Immature way. That's the immature way.
这是我们就是需要学习的地方。当我们在争论之后呢，我们通常的话呢就是相互的就分成了这个敌友，相互的进行评判，然后看不起对方。这些表现呢都是一种不成熟的一种初级奉献者的一种征兆。
We must always strive to maintainOur appreciation and respect for other Vaishnavas, even if they have different ideas. And this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking about. The discord. A discord or conflict among Vaishnavas. This is exactly what he is talking about here. Bad feelings. By having bad feelings because of different ideas and different ways, etc. This is exactly the anatta. This is the obstacle.
所以呢就是我们奉献者之间呢就是还是应该就是保持彼此相互的这种欣赏，相互的尊重，即便我们可能有不同的这个意见。那么呢就是巴克利维诺的塔库尔呢，他就是提到了这种相互之间 Vaishnava 之间的这种矛盾，这种纷争呢，那么我们对方不应该就是说相互之间对对方有着这么一种不好的一种情绪，即便我们可能对某些事的一些看法呀，一些做法意见不合，所以呢我们就是不应该就是说存在这么一种纷争的一种。
Okay, so those are some thoughts. Let's go on.
这就是我的一些想法。然后呢，我们看下面的问题。 潘丹他的瓦帕布。顶拜塔布和所有奉献者，虽然他巴德建立了伊什康，但还是有他的门徒和孙门徒离开伊什康。这些人是不是也着火了，烧了自己？
Say that again. I didn't. Some devotees left. Some devotees left Iskcon.
Yeah. Like Papa the disciple and grand disciple of Iskcon. That means that they also unfair. They burned themselves.
In a certain way, yes.
从某种程度上来说，是的。
Even those who stay, they also burn themselves.
即便有些留在伊斯康的，他们也可能着火了，烧着了自己。
Just in different way, that's all.
就是以不同的方式而已。
So those who leave, those who stay, because we're conditioned souls, yes, sometimes we burn ourselves in different ways.
就是有些人离开了，有些人仍然就是留下。那么，就是以某种程度上来说，有时候我们确实是，烧着了自己。
The blazing fire of material existence. We're all being burnt in different ways to different degrees.
就是这个物质存在的这个燃烧着的这个火焰，我们每一个人其实都是在一定程度的，着火了，就是以不同的，只是以不同的方式而已。
Some devotees may get burnt because of, you know, like this anartha, they are burnt by the fire of conflict.
有些奉献者呢，就是因为这种彼此之间的不和纷争，这个 anatta 就是让自己着火了，烧着了自己。
Some may get burned by the fire of lusty desires.
有些人呢是为他自己的这种色欲之火所烧着。
Some may get burned by the fire of greed.
有些人呢被他的这个贪欲之火所灼烧着。
But as Krishna tells us in chapter 2 of the Bhagavad Gita, in this path of devotional service, there's no loss or diminution.
但是呢，主 Krishna 他在《薄伽梵歌》的第二章中就告诉我们说，在这条道路上前进呢，没有任何的损失。
So even if devotees, or even though some devotees leave ISKCON, etc., that's not the end of their spiritual journey, right? Sometimes a spiritual journey might take a few lifetimes, and it's not just because they leave, it doesn't mean their spiritual journey has ended.
就是有些人呢，他虽然离开了伊什康，但是呢，这并不意味着他们的灵性之旅就终止了。可能他们的灵性之旅还是需要花上几个生世的这个时间，所以他们的离开并不代表他们灵性生命的这个结束。
And as we know, Krishna never lets go of his devotees. Even they might leave an institution, but that doesn't mean Krishna leaves them.
就是呢，我们都知道 Krishna 呢，他不会就是放手不管他的奉献者。就是即便奉献者可能表面上看起来这个离开了，但是离开了 Krishna， 但是呢 ，Krishna 不会放弃他的奉献者的。
So the journey is not over.Even if we burn ourselves, you know, Krishna is still there, and he will find different ways to bring us back. Maybe not this life, maybe next life, but, you know, he doesn't let go. Once someone makes an effort, he doesn't let them go.
所以呢，就是即便一个人就是烧着了自己，但是呢，他的灵性的生命并没有由此而终结。Krishna 呢，他会一直不断的想法设法的要把 Krishna 带回到这个灵性的之路上，可能是今生，也可能是来世，所以 Krishna 他不会放手奉献者的，不会就是不管的，就是只要我们奉献者，只要他愿意付出努力，就是 Krishna 他呢总是不会放弃奉献者的。
Oh, But do they burn themselves? Yes, we do also, just maybe in a slightly different way.
但是他们是不是就是烧着了自己呢？确实是的。而且我们有时候也是会就是烧着自己，只是这种方式方法不一样而已。
We are also sometimes many of us, maybe not all of us, but we're also affected by this anartha that is being talked about here by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
我们中的一些人或者是很多人其实也是被这个 anartha 所灼烧着，就像 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所谈到的。
Okay, next.
下个问题是淡然一笑，这种争吵是永恒存在的吗？总是有初级奉献的、中级奉献的，所以总是存在冲突，对吗？解决不了，是吗？
No, that maturity can resolve issues. Immaturity cannot resolve issues.
不是的，就说这个成熟呢会解决，就是奉献者的这个成熟度可以来解决这个问题的。如果是不成熟的话，那么就解决不了这种冲突。
But there will always be differences because it's the nature of people to be different.
但是呢，就是人与人之间总是有差异不同的，因为人们这也是人们类的这个本性，本来就是存在的不同。
But mature devotees are able to work out their differences and continue to serve Krishna together. Immature devotees, they cannot work out their differences and they just create factions and fight and argue and don't solve anything.
但是呢，成熟的奉献者呢，他们会致力于去解决他们之间的这种纷争不和，以就是可以在一起去服务 Krishna。而这个不成熟的奉献者之间呢，他们之间就是在那争来争去、吵来吵去的，相互之间的这个矛盾不断，他们解决不了任何的问题。
They just go on and on and on, attacking each other back and forth, back and forth with no end.
他们呢，就是不成熟的奉献者之间呢，他们就相互的，就是那种拉锯战，相互的攻击对方，相互的，就是那批评。就是来来回回的，一直不断的就这么争来争去的。
But mature devotees, yes, they have differences, they discuss, they may argue, but they learn to work it out and come to some compromise or some agreement, and they happily begin continue to serve Krishna together.
但是呢，对于成熟的奉献者来说呢，他们之间可能也会有这种争吵、意见不合。但是呢，他们的目标，他们总是致力于去解决这样的矛盾纷争，他们会打成这种妥协，打成一致的这种和解，然后呢，他们会继续的在一起服务 Krishna。
But there's always going to be differences, but the differences are okay. It doesn't mean it's wrong because it's different. It doesn't mean it's wrong.
人与人之间总是会有差异不同的。这种差异不同并不意味着就是这种情况就是错误的。
And mature devotees can understand. They can discuss and work it out and go ahead and solve their issues.
而这个成熟的奉献者呢，他们会理解到彼此之间的这种差异不同，然后呢，他们会努力的想法设法的去就是解决这样的纷争不和。
Okay, next.
下一个问题是喜宝，类似喜宝，顶拜咕噜和老师们，非常感恩老师今天以生动的森林大火举例给我们教导。我在生活中也观察到了，现在的人们随着科技的快速发展，就像老人都会玩因的现象，人类的道德和自我觉悟的退步也是前所未有的，包括其他信仰的团队也是纷争不断。请问老师如何才能在现在的恶劣环境下保持个人的知觉稳定进步？是长期来与这个世界拉开距离吗？还是勇敢的一边学习一边在随缘分享 Krishna 知觉中寻找出路？
I'm not sure I fully understood, but can you summarize the question, Jamuna Priya, in few words?
Okay. You said that you give us the guidance.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
And also, let know the more
question. What
mortality? And the question is, that situation, how can we make our consciousness steady and make a progress? Should we hide in this world to keep some distance from the world, or we should learn briefly, and also at the same time we find our ways to share Krishna consciousness with others?
Yes, this is our challenge and our opportunity.
是的，这就是我们的挑战，同时也是我们的这个机遇。
This is our challenge and opportunity. Kali Yuga is not a very auspicious age.
因为呢，挑战机遇是并存的。卡利年代呢，并不是一个吉祥的一个年代。
Right, as we mentioned earlier, right, it's the age of quarrel or the age of darkness.
其实我们前面提到了，这是一个就是充满着纷争不断的黑暗的年代。
So, it's not easy, but this is our challenge and also our opportunity.
虽然要做到这一点的话呢，并非易事，但是呢，我们的挑战和机遇是并存的。
And we try our best. We try our best.
所以呢，我们尽我们的最大努力。
And take shelter of Krishna, right? Like the residents of Vrindavan, they had so many troubles, but they took shelter of Krishna and the troubles went away.
我们呢，就是正要像文达万居民，就是托比与 Krishna 一样，就是尽管他们的这个麻烦这个问题不断，但是他们托比与 Krishna 他们就可以得以解决。我们也需要像他们一样。
So many demons came to create disturbances, but each and every time they took shelter of Krishna, and it was sort Krishna solved the problem.
这些接连不断的恶魔前来打扰他们，但是呢，他们通过托比于 Krishna， 然后呢 ，Krishna 就解决了这些问题麻烦。
It doesn't always, the problem doesn't always go straight away, but it goes away by taking shelter of Krishna. Or at least we can overcome it.
这个问题呢，就是它可能不会直接自动的这个消失。但是呢，如果我们脱避 Krishna 的话呢，也可以说我们就可以超越这样的问题。
Yes, okay. Yes.
She also asked, how can we keep our consciousness steady?
Same way.
Yeah. And, should we keep away from this material world?
We just find a
balance.
Should we hide it? We find a balance. We just find our balance.
我们需要就是寻找一种平衡。
We can't keep away fully because we are supposed to share Krishna consciousness with others. So we can't keep away fully.
我们呢也不能完全躲起来，因为我们也需要与他人分享 Krishna 知觉。
But at the same time, yes, we don't want to be too entangled either, do we?
而且同时呢，我们也不想让自己过多的就是纠缠于这个物质世界。
So we have to find our balance. We have to interact with the world and worldly people to share about Krishna. At the same time, we need to have our own time to make ourselves spiritually strong. So we can do that.
所以呢，我们既需要就是说跟这个世界还有在这个世界的这些人们进行互动， 因为我们要跟他们分享 Krishna 的知觉，同时呢，我们也应该留出时间进行自己的这个灵性的休息，让自己保持这种强壮有力。
好的。How many more questions do we have?
Two questions.
Yeah.
Okay. 下个问题是吴秀红，顶拜孤的莲花主，顶拜奉献者们 ，Hare Krishna， 感恩老师。灵性世界有婚姻吗？如果大众少犯错，自然灾害会减少吗
？Is there marriage in the spiritual world? Yes, there are couples in the spiritual world. Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda Devi, they're married. They're husband and wife.
灵性世界是有婚姻的，就像南达玛尔吉和亚修达妈妈啊，他们呢都是有婚姻的。
The cowherd boys, they have mothers and fathers, so yes, they're married. The cowherd girls have mothers and fathers, so yes, there's certainly marriage and husbands and wives in the spiritual world.
是，就像牧牛童他们有父母，牧牛姑娘们也有父母。在灵性世界呢，是有这个婚姻的。
But everybody loves Krishna more than they love each other, right? We heard of that in the past time when Lord Brahma stole the boys and the calves.
但是呢，就是我们，在就是主 Brahma 偷走这个牛犊和牧牛童的小耳朵当中，我们了解到，就是呢，他们这个本达门的居民，他们彼此。他们爱 Krishna 是胜过他们爱的彼此的。
They certainly love each other, but they love Krishna more. Everyone loves Krishna more, but they love each other also.
当然了，他们也相互的彼此相爱的，但是呢，他们更加的在爱着 Krishna， 更爱 Krishna。
And everyone is simply husband and wife. They're more interested to serve Krishna than serving each other, but they serve each other also.But their focus is serving Krishna.
而这个丈夫妻子呢，他们就是更专注于想要更多的去服务 Krishna。当然了，他们之间也有就是对彼此之间的相互的服务，但他们会更加聚焦于去服务 Krishna。
But it's again, it's all pure. It's nothing like we experience in this world.
但是呢，这些都是纯粹的，跟我们在这个物质世界所体验的状况是。
All the relationships there, they're all pure. No selfishness, no anger, no etc. It's all pure, all pure.
就是呢，他们之间的这种关系呢，都是非常的纯粹的，他们之间没有这种自私自利的。情况的存在也彼此间没有这种愤怒。
Yes.
Yeah. She also asked that if a general people, the less they make mistakes, the less there will be the natural disaster.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
是的。
Yes. But as we know, that's true. Yes.
你说的对的。
But there will always be some natural disaster because there's three kinds of suffering in this world, and one of those sufferings is natural disasters.
你说的也是对的。但是同时呢，就是。有三类，就是这个世界就存在着三种苦嘛，其中有一种就是属于这种自然的灾害。
Right. Suffering from nature, suffering from our own body and mind, and suffering from other living beings. So that will always be there.
就是来自于这种自然的灾害，还有来自于我们躯体心意带来的这种痛苦。还有来自于他人给我们带来的这个痛苦，所以他们总是存在的。
But our bad karma or our mistakes makes it more serious. That is true.
但是呢，我们的这种坏的这种业报，我们会让这种 他们变得更加的这个严重。
最后一个问题。Sugita Sangha Dasi，感恩 Guru， 感恩主持人，感恩翻译。请代你们，请代你，请教 Guru， 对一件事情上的认知不同，提出来希望达成一致的争论，算是争吵吗？这种争吵属于冒犯奉献者吗
？Yes, the meaning.
Meaning, if we devotees have a different awareness of something, and we give our opinion, and we want to make agreement. By argue with 一家人，this can be considered argument, and also this kind of argument refer to offensive to devotees.
Not necessarily.
不一定是这样的。
Not necessarily. If we actually look for a way to solve the problem, sometimes we argue and sometimes the words may be strong, but we avoid doing it out of anger or hatred or pride and things like this.
所以呢，有时候其实我们想要去找出解决问题的这些思路的时候呢，我们之间可能会相互的争吵，有的时候呢可能延迟也比较激烈，然后呢用词比较那个重一点，但是呢如果我们是就是不带着这种愤怒、骄傲以及仇恨这样做的话呢，也是其实无可厚非的。
Arguing is not necessarily a bad thing. It just if it's done properly, then it helps. But if it's not done properly, then it harms.
就是争论本身并不是说就是一件坏事。如果恰当的去争辩的话呢，它有的时候还会有是有益的。如果是以一种不恰当的方式，它就是有害的。
Maybe the word argue is not the right word because it gives a negative meaning. Maybe we say discuss.
可能有时候这个争论本身呢，这个词就会给我们一种负面的一种感觉。我们可能如果用这个讨论的话，可能会更贴切一些。
But in either case, especially in an organization, there will be such discussions or arguments to work out how to do things. But again, we have to learn to maintain our appreciation of each other, our respect of each other, and not, you know, blame and criticize and look down and develop this friends and enemies kind of consciousness.
所以呢就是有时候就是在很多情况之下，尤其在组织管理当中呢，不可避免的你要去讨论呀，去为某些事情而就是不断的争辩。那么我们这样做的目的呢，就只是想要去找出就是怎样能够解决这个问题的一个方案，一个方法。那么这样做是比较恰当的。就如果我们相互之间带着这种尊重和欣赏，而不是说相互之间的谴责呀，相互的批评，相互的看不起，乃至于都有了这种敌友之分，如果是那样做的话，就是不恰当的。所以应该以一种欣赏尊重的一种态度来进行这种讨论或者是争辩。
So this is our challenge. This is our challenge.
所以呢，这就是我们所面临的挑战。
And our opportunity to become more mature in how we deal with differences.
同时呢，也是我们就是如何能够变得成熟，去面临这些不同的差异的一个机会。
Okay, la. So we're done. A bit late today.
好，我们今天呢就讲到这，已经有一些晚了。
So thank you everyone for listening. And next week we shall do at least chapter 18. Maybe we can do chapter 19 also. Let us see.
下一周呢，我们会讲有关这个第十八章的这个逍遥故事。就是如果时间再允许的话呢，可能也会谈到这个第十九章的内容。
Okay 了 ，So thank you, Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Thank you for your wonderful lecture and also your patience with so many questions. 我们外昆纳之音服务源于聆听非常感谢我们亲爱的全球西克帕布为我们带来的这个精彩的讲课，还有非常新的解答需要的这些问题。非常感谢沙蒂玛塔吉的一往即如的转播，还有感谢大家的耐心的聆听以及提出来的更多的好的问题。希望大家在 Krishna 知觉中度过美好的一天。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna.